Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Autism and Scouting Radio, your source for acceptance, enrichment, inspiration, and empowerment within the Autism and Asperger's Scouting communities. Our show will be starting shortly. To listen to archives of previous broadcasts, visit www.autismempowerment.org and click on the Autism and Scouting or Autism Empowerment Radio tab. As a nonprofit charity, we rely on public generosity to fund our programs, special events, support services, and radio broadcasting. Thank you for considering a tax-deductible donation today. Our show is now beginning.
Hello, and welcome back to Autism and Scouting Radio. My name is John Krejcik, and I'll be your host today. Autism and Scouting Radio is part of the Autism and Scouting program, which is offered to you, which comes to you by Autism Empowerment. To get more information about Autism Empowerment and the Autism Empowerment Scouting program, after the broadcast, please visit us at www.autismempowerment.org. You can join us on Facebook and as well as on Twitter. If you're interested in upcoming broadcasts or listening to any of the previous broadcasts in archives or via podcast, we have all of that information on the website, and you can check it out there. This is our first show, actually, for the month of September, and I wanted to welcome everyone back. Our last show was on August 29th with Tony May, where he talked about his work with what he is doing on the Working with Scouts with Disabilities website. Tony is a huge supporter of Autism Empowerment and the work that we do here, and we totally support everything that he's doing as well. Just some quick programming notes. Even though we're just getting a late start to the month of September, you'll really, really want to hold on to your hats. We have a ton of shows coming up. This week we have three shows. We have the one with Sean today. Tomorrow, Tony May is coming back and talking about the inner workings of the special needs, BSA's special needs national committee. And then on Thursday, we have the Autism Empowerment anniversary show. Actually, our anniversary was on the 27th of August, but due to scheduling conflicts and some other things, we needed to shuffle the times around. So we're going to do the anniversary show on Thursday. Autism Empowerment, their radio show, has two different shows this week, kind of, so you want to check out what they have. Next week, we have three more shows on tap, and we're right now, we're booking people all the way into September and rest of September, October, and even into November. Today, we have a returning guest, Sean Williams. The work that he's been doing in St. Charles, Illinois, really has actually personally inspired me many, many times to continue to do what we're doing here at Autism Empowerment. He's a fantastic scout leader, a wonderful trainer, and truly, with what he's working on now, a visionary on what a lot of what scouting and autism and scouting should be looking like, hopefully, in the future. I truly and honestly mean that with all my heart that his vision for this crew that he has put together is something very, very special. We welcome him again back to Autism and Scouting Radio. Welcome back, Sean.
Well, thank you.
I just want to, you do, and you truly do inspire me to see what you're doing and helps push me to do even more to help the Scouts. So thank you for all of the work that you do.
Well, you know, I just want to say real quick, you know, you kind of got me inspired, too, on your Autism and Scouting site, and it's kind of like the whole special needs community of leaders. We just kind of feed off each other and get ideas from each other, and that's what's so nice about it.
Well, thank you. Today, I just we're going to shift gears a little bit and talk about something special that you're working on. You're working on a brand new venturing crew. Do you want to talk? Just go ahead and talk about the venturing crew, the inspiration for the crew, and kind of your focus or and what you want to kind of focus on the crew to be like.
Well, to start, my inspiration for the crew started with a lot of my inspiration comes from is my son Richard. He had an IEP in high school, and as he was getting to his senior year, and I was talking to his school psychologist, John Markovich, and he was talking about transitioning. They were trying to prepare him for transition out of high school and into college or the workplace. And we were talking that there's really, once they leave high school, there's really, for especially high-functioning, special needs kids, there's nothing there for them. So, you know, I kind of got inspired with, you know, with trying to teach them how to write a check and how to balance a checkbook. And I finally got to think, well, you know, this would be a nice thing to do for a crew. You know, we could, you know, just teach life skills because, you know, everybody needs life skills. And especially with special needs, you know, they're always, you know, the life skills is a challenge, and especially when you get out of high school. So, you know, Venturing Crew is like age 13 after you graduated 8th grade up through till you turn 21. And with special needs, you can apply for exemptions for past 21. So I sat down with a couple of our special needs committee in Foxfire, and we were kind of talking about what should the life skill focus be in the crew. And we kind of came up with like 8 areas to concentrate on. So we kind of pared them down to working on financial skills, community skills, labor skills, domestic life skills, social skills, recreational skills, educational skills, and well-being skills. And we kind of got those 8 categories going and decided, okay, so what do we really want to teach them in these? And we started off with, well, the first thing every kid, and you hear it when you go looking for a college for your son or your daughter, as they talk about financial skills, like most kids coming into college don't even know how to write a check.
Right.
So we started by, okay, how to write a check, how to balance a checkbook, how to pay bills, how to budget, which everybody could use. Things like debit card 101, credit card 101. You know, what is a credit report? You know, you hear about it all the time. What is it? You know, even, you know, okay, if you start working, how do you file taxes? You know,
right.
What are taxes? So, you know, that was like the financial skill area. And what we did is we wanted to make it fun. So we figured, okay, they obviously are not going to want to hear us just get up and talk or just teach. So we started seeking out people in the community to come in and teach a specific skill. So like financial skills. We've got a couple bankers from Fifth Third Bank that are going to come in and work with the kids on checking. And since they're going to have to learn how to write a check, most scouts, you know, starting some Cub Scouts have it, and I know the Boy Scouts have it, is you have what you call a scout account. So their scout account is going to be their own checking account. And if we go on an outing and you got to pay for your outing, we're not going to accept cash. You have to pay for it out of a check out of your checking account. So we're kind of trying to do things to encourage them to use the skill.
So it's not just teaching a skill, it's reinforcing the skill.
Oh, yeah, to use the skill. It's one thing to teach it. But like they say, you've got to use it. If you don't use it, you lose it. And so we've kind of designed the whole program around using the skills. And an example of this is, you know, in the Cub Scouts, you have your blue and gold. In the Boy Scouts, you have your Court of Honor. Well, for our special needs crew, we're going to have once a year a friends and family dinner. And how it's going to work is the kids and the crew have got to plan the dinner. They got to plan the menu. They got to come up with the shopping list. They got to earn the money to buy the food on their shopping list. Go out and actually do the shopping. Bring it back. Prepare it. Decorate the place. Plan the program. And basically, use a bunch of the skills that they're going to be learning to put on a friends and family dinner. And by making it just friends and family, it's a little less intimidating because, you know, communication skills and social skills are going to be in play, and it's a chance to just reinforce what they're learning.
No, absolutely. So for those, can you, some people may not actually know what venturing is. You said between 13 and 21.
Right.
Typically, venturing crews have a specific area of focus. Because I know some are into hiking, some high adventure. So this crew, their focus will be life skills, correct?
Life skills and community service.
And community service. So you built those two together. What type
yep.
of outings do you anticipate to do to keep the kids engaged and active?
Okay, well, I'll give you an example in the community skills. One of the things where they're going to learn is how to take public transportation, how to read a bus schedule, how to read a train schedule. Well, that's fine to do it in a classroom setting, but what we're going to do is, okay, we're going on we're taking the bus. How much is it going to cost? You know, make sure you have your money or your bus pass. They're going to plan where we're getting on at the bus. We're going to ride the bus. Where they're going to get off for the train. They're going to plan a trip into Chicago or maybe even to the Brookfield Zoo. And they've got to plan and look at the train schedule, ride the train, you know. Okay, when do we have to get back on the train? Where do we have to be? What time? So we'll build in some fun stuff. So when we're in Chicago, we're going to do something fun.
Right.
But the whole idea is you're using the skill of learning how to take public transportation to get there.
No, that's outstanding. You said that there's one is a domestic skill. Can you talk about that kind of focus a little bit?
Oh, sure. I try to give you some of the things we have in there, and this is an ever-expanding list. This
right.
is like just the starting point. But some of the things we came up with under there is like how to cook, how to plan a menu, how to grocery shop, how to set a table, dinner conversation, how to do dishes, table manners, how to clean house, how to vacuum and dust, how to do laundry. You know, like you take dinner conversation and table manners. Well, guess what? We're going out to dinner, you know. So when you start practicing and learning the table manners and the dinner conversation, we're then going to go out to dinner and practice it.
Yeah, that's just fantastic. Can you go over some of the other areas? Like you said, social, recreation, education, and well-being.
Oh.
And then labor as well. Can you go over the different other different areas and kind of give our listeners kind of an idea of what other what kids are going to be expected to kind of learn and focus on?
Sure. Like take well-being skills as an example. Some of the things we have to start with are personal hygiene, health insurance, and prescriptions. You know how those work. Visiting the doctor, stress management, physical exercise, nutrition, and relationships. And we have actually the well-being person at Aurora University has agreed to do a lot of these well-being skills. So that will at times require the crew taking a trip to the university campus and, you know, learning how to do those things.
And then they can use those other financial skills and the community skills like taking the train or the bus to do...
Absolutely.
Very nice.
Because we can hop on the bus and take it to the college.
What about recreation? Where do you see that particular that focus in that area?
Well, what we're doing is we're thinking just fun stuff, but to learn how to get out, you know, because a lot of times I know, and I had a problem with this at one time with my son, he's a lot better at it now, is... They like to stay in the room and play Xbox or get on the computer and chat online or whatever it may be. Yep. So what we do it is we're doing things like outings to go fishing. You know, we'll learn some fishing skills. We'll go fishing. If we catch some fish and they're big enough to keep, we'll even teach them how to clean the fish. One of the things that ties into the stress management is we're going to go visit a yoga place. One of our committee members is a yoga instructor, so he's going to have them come to the yoga studio, and they're going to learn a little bit about yoga. We're going to have trips to Chicago. It could be trips going out to the forest preserves. We have a ton of forest preserves and trails in our area. We're really blessed with that. So it may be a bike trip or a small hike, or, you know, it may be just going to the movies, you know, to get out together and have some fun. But the idea is to get them out and about and doing some stuff, some of it being outdoors. Some of the other things is you know, to start off with camping. We're not going to start them off with, like, tent camping, but we may go cabin camping. And while we're in cabin, we'll practice our domestic skills of keeping it clean and doing, you know, planning a menu and cooking. So they kind of can cross tie into everything. So the recreational activities, my goal is to be able to tie some of the other skills in while we're doing it. And those are just a few of the recreational things we could do. And maybe we're going bowling or, you know, whatever it may be. There may be a festival in the area that we go to. Now, like educational skills, we're talking about, there are things like how to fill out applications. The first thing they're going to do is fill out a scouting application. Mom or dad can watch and offer advice, but we want the kids, you know, unless there's a physical problem that they can't, to fill out the application, because that's a skill you're going to use over and over and over again.
Filling out job applications and so on and so forth, too. So.
Yep. And we're going to learn how to apply for college. If you choose to go to college or you have dreams of going to college, you're going to learn ahead of time how to apply to get into a college, how to apply for scholarships. You know, parents' favorite, any of you who have a kid who's been in college or went through it in college, what is FAFSA? Public speaking, you know, writing skills, homework strategies, which work for high school and for college. All of these things to kind of help get them ready for an educational future, whether it be completing their high school or going to college.
My son had, especially in high school, in junior high, is organization. And
yeah.
I think that's a huge, you know, making sure your schedule, write down all your homework and all that kind of stuff. And all of that could be so important in all of those areas.
And learning a coping system to keep yourself organized. For some people, you know, with these days with phones, learning how to keep a schedule on your, you know, smartphone or in a little booklet that you carry around. You know, there are so many things. My son uses color-coded pencils to color in, you know, write in his classes for college. And he blocks in his time and even marks in time when he's going to study. It just makes him more structure, and it helps him. And those would be some of the other things that we teach the kids, is to find their coping skill to help them be organized, how to be on time, to, you know, all of those different things.
Awesome.
You know, we're gonna do labor skills, where how do you do a resume? How do you apply for a job? Learn job interview skills. How do you dress for a job interview? How do you conduct yourself in the workplace? And how do you build a resume? Opportunities to make your resume look better. Those are just a few. There's a ton more, but those are what we're gonna start with. You got to kind of prepare them so they understand that, you know, it's not for a job. It's how you look, but also how you present yourself, your confidence, saying the right things. For some special needs kid, eye contact is a hard thing to do.
Absolutely.
And it's forced. You know, some of the other things that we're going to do is like community skills. We're talking about community service. We talk about public transportation's under there. We're going to be hopefully going, I'm waiting to get a confirmation on it. In October, we're going over to the Aurora Election Commission. They're going to learn how to vote.
Oh, fantastic.
They're going to get to actually use a voting machine and do a practice ballot. So, you know, when you're old enough to vote, you're not intimidated for that first time going into a voting booth and not knowing what to do and how to register to vote. You're going to learn, like, how to get a state ID or a driver's license, how to buy insurance, home maintenance, car maintenance, how to buy a car, how to plan a trip.
Something they'll take with them for the rest of their lives, basically.
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, stuff like respecting the flag, you know, some patriotic stuff in there. And the most important thing, and you know how, like, in Boy Scouts there's an Eagle Project or what? What we're going to do in our crew is we're going to teach them how to advocate for their special need. So one of the things we're going to ask them to do is, if you have autism, how are you going to help either promote awareness or help other kids on the spectrum, and that's a project they're going to have to plan. And it's going to be more than one, it's not a one-time thing. That'd be part of their community services, learning how to, you know, number one, understand your special need, but number two, how are you going to advocate for it, stand up for your special need, and let people be aware? And to me, that's an important skill to know.
And also stand up for other people with the same disability or the same different ability.
Yes. And how to read a roadmap, you know. And then there'll be, like, communication skills. That kind of goes across all of them. Teamwork, social skills, which we have in a different section here. Those are just some of the things that, you know, they're going to do. We're going to ask them to do volunteerism, you know, volunteer for some things during the year, you know, in their community. We'll let them choose what they want to do. Because we want them to pick something they're passionate about, you know. If they're grandfather was in the military and in the war, you know, maybe it's going to be something that involves, you know, a flag ceremony on Veterans Day or, you know, whatever they choose to do. The idea is to get them out and in the community and serving the community, that they're part of the community, not separated from it. Social skills, they're going to learn teamwork again, communications. Things they're going to learn about is the ins and out of Facebook, you know, what not to do on Facebook, Twitter, email, Skype, video chat, chat rooms, you know. We're going to teach them role-playing, how to take the role of somebody else just to better understand. We're going to teach them about ID theft, because that's an important thing that comes across all these spectrum. And then email scams. You know how you get those emails that tell
right.
you, oh, you know, fix your computer by clicking on here.
You won $10 million from some faraway country or whatever.
Right. But and financial skills, besides the checkbook and balancing a checkbook and paying bills, you know, ID theft is going to be another big one, you know, to be aware of how your identity can be stolen. Well, I mean, that's kind of, I think I hit them all.
Well,
yeah, that's pretty much all the different categories. And like I said, this is just the start. We've kind of had to build this from scratch.
That's a lifelong type of goals. I mean, it takes some people a lifelong to learn those types of goals. And obviously, yeah, in the different, you know, special needs, giving these boys and girls a chance to learn these types of skills early on to set them up for success is just phenomenal.
Right, and it gives them something that, you know, when they're transitioning, you know, my biggest thing is, okay, I'm 18, you know, when you get to the older side of the crew, I'm 18. Oh, there's no services available for me now, or I have to really go search for them. You know, we're in high school, you got an IEP, there's a lot of services available for you. Those kind of dry up a lot after high school. So this is, we're hoping to kind of supplement that too.
Right.
And give them the skills to fit into society and, you know, succeed.
Well, I think you've put together a program that could really be replicated throughout the country. I hope that people throughout the country that are listening to this take what you're doing and contact you and take with, you know, what you're doing, because these skills are so critical. For especially kids on the autism spectrum, but anyone with special needs, beyond that, any other any neurotypical child would be needing these types of services as well.
As I promoted it, I've had parents go, "Oh God, my kid without special needs could use that."
I know, because when after high school, I went to the military, and I'm like, the military kind of drills that into you pretty quick, what you need to do. But, I mean, besides that, there's a lot, you know, kids that go to college, they're thrown into a college situation, they don't know what to do, and it's very, very difficult many, many times. So I totally commend you the focus. Now, you said you've gotten a lot of support from the community already from different people.
Oh, yeah, I've got, like, Aurora University, I've got a couple people from there that are helping out with different areas, you know, on the educational and the well-being. I've got auto mechanics lined up for some of the car stuff. I've got bankers. I got an insurance agent lined up. You just go around talking about it, and it's amazing how many people say, oh, I'd like to help. I could do that. And so I found a lot of people, as I talk to more people, they say, hey, I can teach that. I've got a gentleman that's in our troop. He doesn't want to be, per se, a leader, but he wants to teach the kids fishing and some of the domestic life skills. And so I've got him lined up to do some of that. It's just I've got teachers who have volunteered to do some stuff. I'm networking presently trying to get some of the older Aurora University students who are, like, working on their major that need some volunteer time in the field to come and do some of these other areas, too. So every time I talk to someone, it seems like I pick up another person who's willing to do another one of these or two or three of these potential topics.
Now, do you find when you talk to the people at the schools that they'd be willing to come and, like, mentor some of the people in the crew as well, or is that not kind of what you're focusing on? You're just mainly
That may be where we get to. Like I said, I'm kind of building this from scratch. So right now I'm just trying to get it going, and then I would like to add mentoring and, you know, other things as we go. I was asked to document everything I'm doing by Tony.
Oh, Tony May?
So, yeah. So I promised him I would document as I do this stuff. So hopefully, you know, as we get going, I'll have more stuff to put out there and kind of make it a more formal thing people can use. Like I said, it's just, you know, I just want to do, you know, my son's my inspiration, and I just want to help other kids with special needs, and it's my passion.
No, I totally get that. You know, speaking with two kids on the autism spectrum myself, and both in scouting now, I totally get that. We have about 2 minutes left. If there's anything else you want to share about the crew, you know, where they meet, times, things like that, this time is yours.
Oh, okay. Well, we're being chartered by New England Congregational Church in Aurora. They charter our troop, and they chartered our troop so far for 102 years now at the same location, which is, they've been very supportive, and they're very big in special needs. So they approached me when they found out I was thinking of doing this. I didn't even have to go find a charter organization. They actually came to me and asked if they could be the charter organization. And the district has been very supportive of what we're doing. My district director, Amy, and our district commissioner, Tom, anything I've asked for, they've gotten for me, and they're very excited about the whole crew, and they've both volunteered to help out with stuff. So, and Tom is a veterinarian, so we're going to work some kind of a pet care into this so that he can teach them a little bit about taking care of a pet.
What days do you meet?
What we're going to do is meet the first three Tuesdays of every month. Two of them will be in the, you know, learning stuff. The third one will be out and about, you know. And then we may have extra Saturday outings where, you know, like if we're going to Chicago, we're going to do that on a Saturday. Right. You're going to the election commission, we'll do that on a Thursday night, you know, because she'll open the doors for us and let us in and take care of us that way. Other than that, you know, our open house is next week, so I should have a good handle on how many kids I have then.
Can I go ahead and put your contact information up on our website for people to contact you to get more information if they have, you know, want to contact you?
Oh, absolutely. Hey, can I throw one thing out there real quick? Do we have time?
We got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. What I'd like to do on your Facebook page, I would love people to start telling us what would you like to see from your council or district special needs committees. What are you looking for help? Because that would really help me, and I know it'd help a lot of other special needs people across the country. So if you know of something that you need that you think your council should be providing, put it up on the Facebook page. Let's start a string and see, is there stuff we're not addressing?
I will definitely do that, and we will start that for you. Thank you so much, Sean, and we will definitely be talking to you again.
Okay. Thanks a lot, John. Bye-bye.